Now time for our Coach's Insight program for Jefferson County North. It's brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. Brandon Tamman. We're joined now by the girls basketball coach. That is Steve Knoll. Is JCN advancing in the sub-state tournaments and will be hosting the semifinals and championship coming up on Thursday and Friday and Saturday this week for girls and boys. We'll dive into that momentarily, but Coach, it was a heck of a ball game, to say the least, as your team was able to advance. It didn't take just one overtime, but two overtimes to take down any NEKL foe in Valley Falls. It was a 63-61 final. I bet there was just a lot going through that one. But take us back to the double OT win that allowed your team to advance in the postseason.
It was pretty wild. We got up on them, I think, close to 10 in the first half, and then they kind of regrouped and caught right back up. I think we were two up at half. And then the second half, we came out right off the bat. I think we got up eight again, just really quick in the second half. Valley didn't give up, came right back on us. And I think in the fourth quarter at one point, they had a five-point lead. So it was back and forth all night. And, we both had chances in regulation, both had chances in the first overtime. And then kind of a war of attrition there because we both, I think, had three girls foul out. And, I think that was a benefit of playing a lot of younger girls most of the year because we had three freshmen, a sophomore, and a senior on the court there pretty much the whole second overtime and were able to prevail there a little bit.
And that's all that matters, survive and advance. And now you'll get the league champs in Morehill Mounts Academy Thursday night, 7:30. It'll be the second game of that doubleheader. Those broadcast on KARE 93.7, Riverside, Pleasant Ridge, the first semifinal there. Well, let's just talk about kind of the growth that you've seen from your team, late November, early December to now, where we're closing in on the crunch time days with the end of February, early March, as we transition from sub-state to state next week. But just the growth and maturity and everything you've seen from your team, just talk about that aspect here in 23-24.
We've kind of got a little different makeup to the team there because we got, three seniors that play a lot, and then got freshman and sophomore after that. We don't have any juniors, and we were pretty green, even though we had the experience with our seniors back in November. My freshmen and sophomores were pretty kind of unsure of themselves, and just seeing how much our seniors provided them the leadership, where they just kind of continued to grow. And I think if you look at just how our season went, we lost Morehill in there to keep us in the game, and then just going to that double overtime game the other night, we're paced by our seniors, but we wouldn't be where we are without those younger ones stepping up. And that's kind of continued to what happened each time or each game we've played this year. And it's been a big learning experience for our younger ones. But again, I don't think they would have got there without the senior leadership that we've got. So we've seen a lot of improvement as the years went on, and hopefully we can capitalize on that here coming up on Thursday.
We get a third opportunity, as you touched up on Morehill Mounts Academy, the league champs. You played them second game of the year, early December. That was a 10-point Ravens win, and then you saw them again as you look early February in what was another game that went into overtime. But it was Morehill Mounts Academy coming out again, 48-45. It's hard to beat a team three times, they say, but you're going to have to do it here in the sub-state tournament to advance. What's the biggest strength of Morehill Mounts Academy?
I tell you what, their depth, and they're just, they don't really have any weakness. They've got a number of girls that can score. I don't think any of them are averaging, high double figures, but they've got four or five girls that can put up double figures any given night. So you can't just key on stopping one girl. You've got to make it a team effort and, just kind of keep them under a little bit of control if you can. So, their defense is good. They run the court well. Luke does a great job with them, getting them to buy into everything he's wanted them to do. And we, it's just one of those things that we're going to have to come out and play a good game. And like you said, it's tough to beat a team three times. And we were on the other end of that with Valley Falls. We had beaten them twice. And I think we felt a little pressure coming into that third game, and I was telling our girls the other day at practice, hey, the shoe's on the other foot now. We're Morehill. We've played them a couple of close games, and it's tough to beat a team third time, so hopefully we can kind of come out on top that way this time.
There it is. That is Jefferson County North girls basketball coach Steve Knoll getting set for a third try with Morehill Mounts Academy, this time with a trip to the sub-state title game on the line tonight, 7:30, KARE 93.7. That's the second of the doubleheader. 6 o'clock for Riverside and Pleasant Ridge, and then Moorhill Mounts Academy and JCN games tonight at Jefferson County North High School. Coach, we appreciate the time all season long. Good luck the rest of the way, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks, Brandon. Appreciate the coverage all year.